This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does this count as us being on your show?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
For the record, Hannah, no, that does not count. Just making an appearance in the brilliant work of Tyler Milner as an introduction into my segment here does not count as an appearance. We'd love to have you and Cal as y'all get settled in from your off-season travels and all that owners of National Football League teams do in the off-season in March. We'd love to have you guys and just catch up, break a little bread. Anytime. The invitation is standing and it's wide open. Anytime. Before we get rolling here, though, I got to tell you, Dirty's Daily is powered by Mokarem Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Again, that's Mokarem Injury Lawyers. And the news of the day, boys and girls, is Cam Smith. Rookie, third baseman, outfielder. Cam Smith.
He's a right fielder.
Right fielder, Clint. I'm sorry. Right, you're right. It's right fielder specifically. He has made the Astros opening day roster. He's 22 years old. He was drafted 14th overall by the Cubs in last year's draft. He's less than a calendar year removed, I believe. Would that be right? A calendar year removed, maybe a little over a calendar year, from playing at Florida State. And he is officially on the Astros opening day roster. Came over in the trade, in the Kyle Tucker trade, this offseason, and little did we know at that point in time that we were trading Kyle Tucker because there was no way that Crane was going to pay him the contract that he had earned, and so going to get a little bit of value out of Kyle Tucker before he just becomes a free agent, right? Well, little did we know you're going to get your starting right fielder, at least for the time being, you're going to get your starting right fielder in that trade in Cam Smith. Boys, I'm going to tell you, I just saw this. Joe Espada is did a big time solid. Have y'all seen this?
Mm-mm.
It's not real radio friendly, so I didn't get Tyler to pull the audio. But Joe Espada in the clubhouse is meeting with the team. I'm assuming it's the first time that he you know speaks to the team as a whole as they're kind of letting guys know that they made the team or they didn't make the team. And he basically, I'm paraphrasing here, but he says, you know, I'm asked a lot about experiences in baseball, and one of them that comes up is, you know, how did you first learn that you made a Major League Baseball roster, an opening day roster? And he said, something along the lines, I thought a lot about that, and I want to make it special for one guy here. Let me make a quick phone call. And he calls Cam Smith's family, ultimately, his mom, and it looked like maybe a girlfriend and two other adults. Anyway, they come in the room, and he breaks down crying in his locker because he obviously knew that he was talking about him. And Mama got to actually hug him and tell him, you made an opening day roster.
That's cool. I'm watching it right now.
Ooh. Hey, man, it's hard to not get choked up on that one, man. I retweeted it. Go to @ClintSterner on Twitter if you want to find it quickly.
Are you breaking up here, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
No,
it's,
but it is instant goose pimples, I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's wild, man. But anyway, there's check that video out, man. It's really cool. Big, big shout-out to Joe Espada. I know I've been critical of Joe the manager, but this was a clutch, big-time didn't have to do move by Joe Espada in a league, in a day in which, you know, men crying isn't always the thing that you want to see, and the emotions being shared, especially when you're a new guy, you're a rookie, like I just got traded to the team.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
He couldn't hold his emotions, man. That was a big-time move for Joe Espada, and congratulations. Hell of a memory for Cam Smith, no doubt about it.
No, it was cool. I'm looking at the rest of the guys. For a little bit, they look a little uncomfortable. Like, what
well, I'm sure they're like, wait, what the hell's going on?
And then they just started
here?
Applauding. So yeah. They've done it.
Man.
Feel like we ain't supposed to be here for this moment.
Should we step out? Should we step out? Yeah, that's really cool, man. But also, Cam Smith is going to start in today's game. Tonight's game, he'll start in right field again. We felt pretty good about coming to the conclusion he was going to be on the opening day roster, given that the two games here versus Sugar Land, he started in right field, batted sixth yesterday in the lineup, and was fifth today in the lineup. So pretty good sign that he was going to be on the roster. But it is official. He is on the roster. After going 1-for-3 yesterday, first action at Daikin Park at home, it was a big-time day for Cam Smith. He hits a triple. To start things off, I think it was a two-run triple. Is that right? A two-run triple. I know Pena was on. Well, Yiner Diaz was on too. I saw him round in third. So I think it had to be a two-run triple, if not a three-run. But anyway, it was a hell of a first at bat in Daikin Park for Cam Smith. Here's Cam Smith answering the question: Does he feel like he's ready for the big leagues?
You know, like I said, it was a tough read. I had that first fly ball to me. I got to do better on my behalf with that. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, I said I'm ready, and I do believe that. You know, I'm confident, but it's really not my choice. But, yes, I do feel ready.
I don't think there's a lack of confidence in Cam Smith. You watch him play. You watch the emotion that he shows, and clearly he thinks he's ready. We'll see what happens when real MLB action, and it's a true MLB starter every night, and that competition ramps up a bit. We'll see if he struggles like everybody seems to talk about him struggling, or if he continues to let this thing rip. Here's Cam Smith talking about, because look, he hit the triple. He stands up on third base. Again, you're playing Sugar Land. He stands up on third base, kind of a little flex. Let's go back to the dugout. Showed some emotion. Here's Cam Smith talking about the kind of player that he is.
Honestly, that's really deep down who I am as a player. Like, I'm not afraid to let out that roar. That, you know, you get an extra base hit. Get the guys going. Every now and then I'll do that for sure.
Let out that roar, huh?
I like that double for sure's at the end. I like the pause and then another for sure.
It's got a Nico Collins vibe to it at the end when he likes to repeat.
Said he wants
to
get the boys going.
Yeah, look, there is all seriousness with the Astros and this current clubhouse and this current roster and this current lineup. There is a not only a void in some leadership aspects, there's also, it seems to be a void like just in personality, right? In some level of personality, some level of spark, some level of fire. Maybe it's youthfulness, I don't know, but it seems like there's a place for somebody, you know, even with Bregman and Tucker still here, they were still pretty tight to vest. Bregman would show it every now and then with a little bit of swag every now and then in the dugout kind of deal. But there seems like there's a real opportunity for a young guy like that to step in into a clubhouse where your leaders, your big-time players are Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, you know, guys that are obviously big-time players. I think Christian Walker's going to fit into that big-time. I know he's going to fit into the big-time player, but, I mean, just kind of more of a quiet, handle-my-business kind of guy. I think Yiner Diaz is a little bit of flash there, but nothing that just jumps off the TV. I think there's a real opportunity for this Cam Smith kid, assuming, you know, some kind of early season struggle doesn't steal all of his fire. It seems like, Ron, there's a real opportunity for him to be the Astro that brings that Correa, you know, swag, if you will, that juice, that energy to the clubhouse and to this team. It seems like he may be a guy that, assuming he can swing it well enough at the MLB level, that could bring that.
It just seems like it's natural for him.
Yeah.
Right? It just seems like that is. I mean, if you're doing it against the Space Cowboys.
Yep.
Like to start that like that's just your get down. And I love it. That's what got me going. I'm like, well, hell, what's he going to look like in September against the Rangers hitting the a triple? How juice is he going to be? And I like the way you dubbed that, the personality, like adding some personality to this team, to this group.
Hell, Ron, we've talked about the lack of personality really since Correa left, right? Hell, at one point we were leaning into Jose Siri being that guy that could bring a little something, and hell, he was a part-timer that we knew wasn't going to be here long. So,
and then McCullers was always that guy, but, you know, he hasn't played in like 7 years.
But he's coming.
Hell yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's a nice... That would be a nice the next breaking news is you know, McCullers too.
Flat ground.
I mean, is that real? No, not flat ground. Just hell no, not negative, Tyler. Don't do that. Baby. We're not talking about spinning a cup.
They stretched him out.
Damn, Tyler. Boy, you're on a roll today. You're on a real roll today.
They stretched him out to 60 pitches. That's the next one there.
Feeling spicy.
What is
sorry.
Number three? I mean, I'm talking about, like, what is the next breaking news going to be with the Astros on a positive note, right? It's got to be McCullers. It's really the only thing left.
Altuve throws out a guy at home.
Well, that's not breaking news worthy, or maybe it is. I mean, maybe it is. I mean,
we were doing the show and they were playing a day game.
Shallow left field. Hoses somebody at the plate.
I would have Tyler come in with breaking news.
Yes. Breaking news, and then just play the audio of Jose hosing somebody at the place.
He's like right behind short, like shallow left, but he hoses him.
He's in shallow left. Somebody tagging up from first. He nails him at second.
Probably Lance or a trade. Yeah.
Altuve was playing Rover on that one.
By the way, side note, looking at this video, as somebody said, crap, Clint, I'm at work crying.
Hey, I'm telling you,
I
man.
Just watched that post. So cool. Stoked for the kid. Let's go.
Yes.
All caps. That's exactly what I would have thought his girlfriend looked like.
You thought he was a white girl guy, huh?
Well, not just a white girl, but the whole look. Like the whole...
Yeah, girl.
Blonde-haired white girl?
Kind of...
How are the legs?
White tank top jeans?
Like more white tank top, more black, like a more of a workout build.
Yeah, a little narrow build, a little more workout of a narrow build.
That right there.
Athletic shape, huh?
Athletic shape, that's right. That's okay. What I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm,
right there, I'd like, yep. That looked like that. That's what I would have picked.
That's a pretty damn good lineup.
What about him made you pick that?
I just felt like his vibe. Felt like his vibe. A nice blonde, tall... white girl, tank, athletic build. Yeah.
Nice, tall, blonde bunny.
Yo, it's snowing. Damn, baby. It's snowing, but I looked at it. Yeah. Someone texted and said, yeah, Ron, he's a winter soldier. Yeah. but that just the whole, like, not even, like, it ain't even just white girl. Like, I mean, not even just, like, I couldn't see any with a... even a thicker young lady.
You know,
right
we need to go back and make sure that Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne took a picture with Mama. That it was Mama that he took the picture with.
Yeah.
Are we sure?
I don't know. Because
that's obviously Mama. Did somebody pull the wool over? Are we not the only ones that got on a road trip this year
now,
by false identity?
Now, I will say that can't be Daddy.
Yeah, are you just now figuring that out?
I got to him. It's a smaller one.
Every time that camera slid right, I was like,
that can't be Mr. Smith. That ain't, unless she's a Smith too.
What is it about this guy?
That hair that Cam got is coming from somewhere, and it ain't from either one of those two individuals.
So is that tan he got?
Yeah, that tan.
Those two didn't create that one.
Somebody else did. That ain't Cam's father. Tell you that. Not his biological one.
Hey, from the build of Cam, Mama was, she was dabbling in a locker room somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, man, all joking aside, too, that's a big dude, man.
Yeah.
When that dude rounded second on that triple that he hit, man, that's impressive. Absolutely, man. That is.
He looks like, he feels like Nico Collins. Like his speed builds, he gets faster.
Take you a gander at Nico at the most recent What was Nico? What advertisement did Nico and his girl just recently did a photo shoot for something?
I don't know if I got what Nico's girl.
I knew Nico did Methodist.
Take you again.
I don't know. Those
two got more in common than you think.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't have felt as confident.
A little shorter, a little thicker, but there's a lot of similarities there.
Like your dime, man. I saw them at the zoo. I said, my God, that lady.
Cam Smith, baby, gonna be your starting right fielder.
There it is.
I hope like hell now that he's on the team, and I hope like hell he doesn't struggle. I mean, obviously, I want the Astros to kick ass, so I hope he rips the cover off the ball. But I hope that at the very least, it's not a struggle. I hope it's just a typical welcome to the big leagues youngster. and he figures this thing out pretty quick. T, I don't mean to put the cart before the horse here on your best bets. We're gonna get to those results. I know it wasn't the ideal evening for you last night. But you're
one of the worst.
Your best bets are becoming like me at a 3-card table drunk.
Damn.
What the hell's that supposed to mean, bro?
It's just too much, man. You're like
it's not too much on weeks like last week. Whenever I'm hitting 70%,
you can still be hot and not have to do 5 or 6 bets a night, right? I mean, I play so long and so much that it's hard to win.
Y'all tell me just keep
playing. No, you keep playing. No.
I appreciate what you're laying out right now, right here.
I'm just suggesting that maybe we pull that thing back to about a three bet maximum.
I don't think he got that.
I mean, we don't need to push it to 5 or 6.
In all seriousness, I've actually thought about, I like the 3. But
you can get your little 5 or 6, and then maybe we trim it down in that best bets and the top 3.
Yeah, that being said, we're going up from 5 to 6 for tonight.
Yeah, don't be a punk.
So
now,
I think we should definitely
scared money. Don't make money. Let's go.
Don't give me 3.
You won't convince me, Clint.
I'm just telling you.
5 or 6, baby.
I ain't a bitch.
Why not 7? I sit there and just keep upping my bet, and the longer I play, I just end up giving it all back on that 3-card table. If I knew when to chill out and when to cut back, I'd be really, 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 really good at it.
I know what I'm doing when I'm betting, though. You don't know what's on them cards.
Well, it's fair, I guess. I just think you ought to cut it back to about 3. I think we ought to make a deal.
Nah, man. Tyler.
Tyler Miller says he's still real optimistic.
He was 68% last week.
Hell yeah, I was.
I mean, you can still be 68% betting 3 a night.
I know, but the fact of the matter
still
is,
be the percentage.
The fact of the matter is, 4 out of the last 6 weeks of best bets, I'm in the green and making folks money. So I'm just going to keep putting them out there because scared money don't make money ever.
You can put more on 3 and still have the same percentages and make the same amount of money and have everything you say
still be true.
My
strategy, man.
Oh, the more the merrier?
No, that's too simple. It's sort of a, I can't tell you how it's made, but... I got a system.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have pegged that for Nico.
You found it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, she looked like she got a little thickness to her, a little thicker than the tall athletic build. Looks like it.
Yeah, I mean, love is love, baby. Yeah, they're doing their thing. I don't know if I would have picked that one. Good for her. Good for Nico. Hopefully they're in love and enjoying it. And the young lady I normally follow is commenting on it, so good for them. That's all that pop up on me. Somebody else I follow. All right, coming up, some news on the. We've talked a lot about Cam Smith, but some news on the number one offseason player that the Astros were able to add, Christian Walker. We'll let you know the latest on that. And, you know, Clint just, really confronted Tyler on his betting. I just want to say, Tyler, I'm in a place, man, I'm feeling bad for you, man. I want to give you a hug. First yesterday, it was that damn Josh Reddick, and now today, your own homeboys doing you dirty. We'll discuss that coming up.
Hey there, Megan. Josh Reddick here. From what I hear, your favorite player, so I want to say thank you for that. We won't even talk about Tyler's favorite player.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I've been trying to tell you about Josh Reddick. I can't believe him.
You have.
Shirtless Josh, huh? People's wives.
No class.
Got it. Cam Smith going to not only be on the roster, but starting in right field. But more news, Clint. Coming from Joe Espada, Christian Walker took 7 at-bats in a minor league game today. He's been dealing with that oblique. The biggest free agent they brought in. Christian Walker from the Diamondbacks first baseman. 7 at-bats in a minor league game today and will travel back to Houston tonight. He is expected to be in the opening day lineup on Thursday.
Good news, baby.
So that is good news. Really good news. As we know who's going to be in right field and Cam Smith, and we wondered, did the Zach DiCenzo, did that mean potentially that Christian Walker may not be ready with the oblique? Well, according to this, Joe Espada saying Christian Walker will be is expected to be in the opening day lineup coming up on Thursday. So big with that. Only last thing we need to look at, and I need Cheryl and you, Tyler, and all of us, all hands on deck. Clint, listeners, those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we got to find out what this number is before Thursday.
Agreed.
That right now, Cam has been rocking a very strong defensive line number, 90. But we need to see what the change is going to be. Would you say we're 24 in college?
24
at Florida State?
College. It is retired with the Astros.
So that is not an option.
That's not an option.
So, but this is big. This is big. He has got. We're on number watch. This is big for me because if he comes out here with something rough, comes out here with like a 47,
oh,
36 or something like that. Like
that's a little better.
I need to know what's all available, man. I think it's definitely got single digit written all over it, if at all possible.
If it's possible. Or a...
Can it be zero?
I mean, he could.
Little agent zero action?
I mean, he could, but I don't know.
Sorry,
that...
Sorry, Gilbert Arenas?
I don't know if that fits or not. I'm not a big zero guy or double zero guy, to be honest with you.
I was double zero when I raced motocross.
For you on motocross, I loved it. I think it was great number for you.
Okay, thank you.
Double lot, baby, double lot. But Cam, right field, Astros,
a good 20 number. Like, I think anything in the 20s could be good.
No, I disagree.
Not 20, but like 21, 20. Again, not knowing what's all available, not off the top of my head. Some of those, like, those would be all right. I'm with you. To me, I won't even go one. Or 99. I've expressed that. 99 would work. He is somebody that...
Well, truth be told, his big ass can get away with whatever he wants. I mean, he's a big enough dude to get away with big 99, big double digit, yes.
Someone said he needs to wear 10. I don't know. Any single digit would be great. Obviously, what, 7's not available, 5's not available.
Third and foe.
2's not available.
Two. I don't know if he wanted two.
That'd be risky.
I don't know. I wonder if they'd give it to him because I think two potentially may get retired. But yeah, that's where we're on number watch. Number watch is a big one here.
Who's in eight?
Who is eight?
Who's eight? T. I think eight's got a real good chance.
That Who would be, it? I believe that's a new fella. Let me make sure.
Well, if it's a new fella, he can go.
Yeah, he ain't in the new fella.
Unless it's Christian Walker. That's
that's what I meant by the new fella.
Maybe Christian. Man. That may be Christian. Yeah, Christian is. He is a single. And that eight does sound right. Zach DiZinzo's got 9.
Confirmed. Christian Walker's 8.
Yeah, yeah. That may not be doable.
That one's not doable.
So there's not very many options,
just
boys.
Just one.
If it's possible, I'm out on the double zero idea, but I think the single zero could look pretty clean. You don't have to go full agent zero.
I'd like to see it. I'm number one in your hearts and number one in the program.
And number one in the afternoons.
Someone said 28. Not bad.
No, that's not a bad number.
It's not bad.
Is that Joe Mixon?
Yeah, not bad. Oh, you're going football, Joe Mixon. Yeah, the number watch, that's the next important thing. Like, because if he's going to roll out of here with 90, I don't know how I'm going to have to go with it. But if he's going to roll out of here with 90,
that's not even.
I just
cool,
think
big
we
number.
Can do better.
Oh, I agree. He can damn sure do better.
I just think we can do better. All right.
That's got to be a standard, right? In every sports organization that cuts people. So maybe not Pee Wee, but like every sport. Like, you got to, once you get down to your final roster and numbers free up, you got to say, all right, boys, what do we want to do here with numbers? My new guys, what do you want to do? Right? You just ease on by the gate right there, the equipment gate, and let them know what you.
Cooper Hummel's number one.
He can get that ass and move. Let me tell you that right now.
You're gonna react that way. I just
like I'm looking at it. Like Yiner Diaz has got 21. That would have been nice. Jeremy Pena smartly in that 3 role. It's got him a single. Paredes went with 15. Zach DiZinzo has taken up a single at 9. We obviously know 7 and 5 are out of the question. Pedro León needs to give up that 4. Is he
he's
really
not even on the roster?
He's not. I'm just saying. This is just the numbers I'm seeing.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna tell you. 4.
Jake then slid into that 6. Jake could give his number up too. To be honest with you,
no, 4 may be it.
Four's not bad.
Four may be it. I'm going to tell you, man, unfortunately, I wore a lot of numbers in my time. I was not real excited about four when I got it, but I look back at some action shots, four was pretty clean.
Four's not bad.
Four was pretty clean.
I am still one. That's where I'm holding.
Cooper still. Hummel, man.
Yeah, Cooper can kick
Spoken
rocks.
For.
Yeah,
Cooper. Old Cooper Hummel's got Cooper that single digit, that rocks. One.
Like, Cooper's out here popping Welch's grape juice right now that he made this team. Like, let's just
calm, he better be thankful. He better be thankful that Altuve done dropped three.
Like, listen,
balls
I know he's probably a confident guy out there, but damn it, he should be at, hey man, what number do you want me to have?
I mean, can like you say the same for old Cam though? I mean, he just got the call today, you know.
Absolutely, they're in different boats. Cam is the number one prospect that just shot up with them trying to hold him to the minors.
Who?
And they couldn't. Oh, Cam. Yeah, man. Hell, yeah. Someone said LJ Hose rocked number zero, so that could be nice. The number gate, that's a big one. I am really.
One more reason to watch Thursday evening. Thursday day. What time is that open? We gotta find this.
Yes, yeah,
well, they start coverage at 2:00. I know.
We gotta find this thing earlier than that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do some investigative journalism.
Oh, yeah, someone texted in the only option is 99.
I mean, actually, there's.
I don't hate it, but there are a lot of other options.
Yeah, there's a few others.
It must have been Melanie. Yeah. Only.
Yeah.
Only
by the way. Listener. By the way. O'Mel jumped on me at Twin Peaks. She's mad at me now.
Just telling you.
She's firing.
I saw her, too.
Said I didn't defend her.
She's just melon.
I said, whoa. I mean, you got one ally on the drive, and you are.
And she's ruined it.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
Yeah, I told Mel. She was there with her friends, and I just flat denied all of her claims in front of her friends.
Be better, Mel.
I said, listen, I have done nothing but try to just be as nice as I can. I've been very complimentary of her.
That's all you can do.
And she just sends in messages threatening me throughout the whole time.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. I'm gonna be patient. She'll come around.
Yeah. She probably won't if I know her. She won't come around. She'll just keep doing the things that she does, believing she's our only female listener. All right. Coming up, Cam is the big story, but I feel like this part of the Texans hasn't been talked about a lot. I feel like this part hasn't been spoken about a lot, and I think we need to do that right now. We'll do that. Coming up next as we continue live on The Drive.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. Throughout this early part of the offseason, from free agency leading into the draft, since the season ended, primarily the conversation, and understandably, the conversation has, Clint, been on the offensive side of the ball for the Texans. Makes sense. It feels like the top two major needs were offensive line help and then receiving help, and they have made some moves there. Yeah.
Or you can get a little country music rolling, boys.
There you go, a little country music there as well. But they've made some moves. Whether you have agreed with them or not, they have made some moves at those positions. So a lot has been talked about there. And I think the thought is more unsure of what potentially you're going to see on the offensive side of the ball, right? I don't know if confidence would be the word to use on the offensive side of the ball. I think it's more of a hope thing, that you're hoping things kind of turn out as best as they can on the offensive side of the ball based on what you see right now. I don't think it's a hope thing. It's a you expect thing on the defensive side of the ball, the way they have put this defense together, and even adding more with Gardner Johnson to that secondary, yep, which looks nasty. It's not a hope. It's an expectation. But what should be the expectations for this team? You can jump in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. With this defense, maybe we don't know what the hell you're going to get on the offense. And yeah, there's hope. Yeah. But this defense in the different space, what should be the expectation?
Well, look, I think the expectation should be a top three defense. I mean, an absolutely feared defense in the NFL. A team that, look, when you talk Texans, I know you got CJ, I know you got Nico, I know you got some players over there that people like to talk about. But when it's all said and done, the Texans are a defensive football team. I said it when they hired D'Amico Ryans. The one thing that you absolutely must accomplish with D'Amico Ryans as your head coach is – have a top defense in the league year in, year out. Not only have they done that, hell, they said not only are we going to have a top defense, hell, we're going to continue to add top-tier players. We're going to continue to fill, quote-unquote, voids or replace guys that become free agents with guys that are significantly better, both physically and a better fit for what we do and our identity on the defensive side of the football. So my expectations are for them to be in the conversation of the best defense in the league. And ultimately, for statistic purposes, you know, a top three defense in the league. You know, I think once you get into the top five, six, seven defenses in the league, I don't really know what statistics mean. I mean, you got to watch the game and see what kind of how disruptive they are, where are their weaknesses, and who have they played to exploit those weaknesses, kind of deal. But I think at this point, given what the Texans have done, this defense should be a top three defense, and one of the defenses that are mentioned every time defensive football in the NFL are discussed.
Yeah, DK Taylor, excuse me, on YouTube and Twitch said, conference champion / Super Bowl level defense. Absolutely.
No, conference, hell, Super Bowl caliber. If you're going to put it in those terms, absolutely Super Bowl caliber defense.
Yeah, and just to get, because I'm with you, I was thinking top five, that's to me at the very least. When you look at what they have, you have arguably, I think, the best edge rushing room in football.
I think it's fair.
Like, not just the two starters.
And one of them ain't even got to his ceiling yet.
Yeah, yeah. And not just the starters, but the depth as well, yeah, with Barnett and company that rolls through there. Danico Autry as well, who can play on the outside and inside. Like, they have big-time depth to get out of the passer. And then they've got arguably the best secondary in football when you're looking at Bullock and Gardner Johnson and Jalen Petrie and Lassiter and obviously the All-Pro in Derek Stingley. Like they have a really, really strong secondary group as well. You combine that and they're linebackers, right? Like we didn't even get to see
Christian Harris.
Their whole group together. Oh, okay. Christian Harris. And obviously, Alshire was really, really good. We saw the big step that was made in that room. And not, as you said, not having Christian Harris was, they thought, their big playmaker, yeah, out of that group. And we really didn't even get to see him that much. Now, I do think if you would say weakness, it is up front on the D-line. But still, I don't get the sense we'll see a lot of what Baltimore did to them.
Yeah.
You know, Baltimore just ran it down their throats. Not saying it's impossible. That would be the only weakness to me. But this defense, to me, feels like a defense that can carry a team through wins.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Keep them in the game.
I think they're beyond, you know, what Baltimore did to them. Was that last year? Or was it a couple years ago? But anyway, we've seen them get ran through like mess through a goose a couple of times. I think we're beyond that, though. I think they were beyond it last year, to be honest. But I think right now they're beyond that. They're good enough in the secondary where you can add one or two hats to the box if you need to and become a real problem for offenses that want to run the football against you if you need to, right? I think when we talk Texans defense, for me, it's do you have the interior presence on the defensive line to really get after, you know, Pat Mahomes, really push the pocket from the inside out, make a Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow type of team, led team, make those guys super uncomfortable. I know you can get to them off the edges, but if you're not stout in the middle, then it's going to be difficult for those guys to consistently get home. So, you know, that to me, that's talking about stopping the run. Like, can you stop the run the way that Philly does with the down four and never have to bring anybody down? I don't know that they're quite there yet. That's when we're talking the Texans. I think that Super Bowl caliber to really good NFL defense. I think they're a really good NFL defense. Now, can you get to a big game, whether it's playoffs, Super Bowl, AFC Championship, and the defensive line and the defense be the reason why you just stymied one of the best offenses in the game? I don't know yet. I don't know if they're good enough, that interior presence, to be that defense. But I know the expectation is that they're there.
For me, it's the run. Like, if they get them in passing downs, I think they're fine with Denico Autry sliding in and Sheldon Rankins rushing the pass. I think they can. And we saw Edwards. Mario Edwards Jr., if he plays the way he did last year, was in particular rushing the passer, was a pleasant surprise. And we know 9 times out of 10, most of the time, they're probably going to be able to get singled up. You're probably going to have maybe guards even peeking out at Will and at Danielle Hunter. They like to have that issue, and they may get a lot of one-on-one. Just point of reference, last year, the top 5 defenses, total defenses, were the Chargers, Eagles, Broncos, Chiefs, and Vikings. Those were the top 5. Total defense, the Texans were 14. I think they can make a major jump.
Yep.
And I think I think you said something earlier, and this isn't compared. They should absolutely just give the Titans, the Jags, and the Colts hell.
Agreed.
Like those, but for you, it's, as you're saying earlier, what do you do against the good offenses and the good coaching staffs that give you problems?
Yeah, I mean, every conversation that I have about Texans' quote unquote concerns or you know, potential, like I'm starting at 10 wins and I'm talking about teams that are playoff teams. I'm not talking about the division. I'm not, like, it, to me, it's, they're beyond that. They're better than that. Really, on both sides of the football, with C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Joe, they're better than that, right? I mean, I don't doubt that with Nick Cayley, who's never called plays, they're going to go out there and they're going to, I'd say, you know, 10, 12 of their games, they're going to put up big numbers, and C.J. Stroud's going to do C.J. Stroud things. They're going to protect the quarterback good enough. The scheme's going to be good enough. But when you, the 5 or 6 tough matchups for you, and this is regular season, right? You know, that is what I'm looking at. I'm going to forget them other games. I mean, if you play well against the Titans, okay, so you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Right? Like the measuring stick for me is the better teams. You're playing a first place schedule. We're going to get 5 or 6 games this year where it's a wash on paper. And you know, the team that's the hottest, the team that's most prepared, the team that's playing the best at that point in time is going to have a better chance to win. Can the Texans, at that point in time, do they have the superstars to step up and take games over?
From the text line, I agree. The scary part about that defense was we never really saw them healthy. And that's a part two we did see. To me, the scary thing is for other teams around the league is, like, it is just natural growth from young players that have shown a lot already.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, just Kamari Lassiter take another step forward? Does Bullock take another step forward? There were some things that maybe he missed, and he had a great year, right? We saw the jump, to me, from what Will took from year one to year two. Is there another jump there, right?
Jalen Petrie coming back, and he can make a jump, more
comfortable in his role. So that's the scary part. There is what they can bring to the table.
Yeah, and boy, don't even. I know you mentioned it a couple times earlier, the Christian Harris dynamic, man. If that is something that comes back to fruition and he actually plays, and I don't know what the hell happened last year, but whatever he comes back around and is anywhere remotely close to what D'Amico thought he was when he first got here, that's going to be nasty. So yeah, man, that defense is. I mean, it's a top NFL defense, or we should be disappointed.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. They, as I said, they feel like a group that will have the ability to carry teams, to carry an offense. The offense in most games should always have a chance, because it'd be hard to see teams running away from this defense. We'll see. We'll see what happens, but they are primed and ready to have a top 5, top 3 defense. Coming up, the Rockets, they get back on the floor tonight, and they'll have a special person watching them a little bit tonight as well. And Cam Smith, news with the final roster with the Astros. We know who those guys are going to be, and we know where Cam Smith will be, as well as we got some recent information on who is going to be the third starter for this team. A lot of Astros news, Rockets as well. All of that coming up next, a little 5 o'clock fire.
You're gonna get hard.